Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United. Speaking of which, with us, Executive Director of Happy Valley United, Mike Villagrana. I'm Jim Galante. Mike, we're celebrating bye week.
Yeah, we sure are. A little bit different vibe today than it was last Saturday sitting here in the office. But like you said, off air, it's kind of like the quiet before the storm. You know, that's kind of what the feeling I got walking through the offices this morning.
I'm sure it is. It's pretty unusual, and it's crazy that a bye week now at this point, leading into one of the big games of the year, one of the big events at in-state college, you know, the whiteout, college game day is going to be there. So you got so much leading up to it, which is my way also to segue in. This coming Friday, Mike, huge day for you, for me, starting with, we're going to do a live show from Buffalo Wild Wings in downtown State College from 2 to 4 on Friday. I'm so excited about doing that. We did kind of our soft launch this past Friday before the bye week. We're getting ready just like the team, we're getting ready for the big show at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I'm excited. It was pretty cool to do the what you call a soft launch, because it was just a totally different vibe being in downtown, and that vibe that you get there, because that location Buffalo Wild Wings is at is right in the heart of downtown, so you get a lot of traffic coming through there, and it's just a really good vibe. But yeah, it was cool with Chris being on there with you. I appreciate you guys having me on there. It was really fun. I said on the show it was a lot different than this show from doing it in an office.
It is quite different, but it's fun, and hopefully we'll get a great crowd there. Want to invite all our listeners to come out. Myself, Mike, Chris Buchanani will be there. Maybe we'll get a special guest or two also coming in. I'm looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun. And like Mike said, the vibe in downtown State College, especially going to be prior to a big game like the whiteout on Saturday, is just going to be incredible. Then, Mike, you head from there to Toff Trees for the whiteout party.
Yeah, it will be our third or fourth annual whiteout party, the game before the whiteout, or the night before each whiteout game. Whitney Hoover puts on what we call the whiteout party by Happy Valley United. And it's a fundraiser, obviously, for NIL and bring back to the players. And it's just a fun night, special night. We have former players there. We'll have a band there, DJ there, all kinds of auctions, items that you'll be able to have access to. We'll have a ton of different vendors there. Just a really good time. I know, Jim, me and you, it was our first last year. So if it's anything like that, again this year, you know, you won't be disappointed.
Not at all. It was a lot of fun. I wasn't even sure I was going to go until last minute last year. I'm so happy that I did. It was a lot of fun. Great food, great people, nice crowd. Really great. The auction items are tremendous. Get to socialize with some of the former players. That's always fun. Some really great stuff. Just a great atmosphere. And I think you mentioned it when we talked about it the other day, everybody's wearing white for the whiteout party. Everyone but me, you know, I didn't even think about it. Whiteout party, you know, so I'm in blue. I'm at least in Penn State blue, which is helpful, but I forgot to wear white.
Yeah, you have this year to make up for it.
We'll see. All right. And hey, if you want to get tickets, just go to happyvalleyunited.com under events. Got all the details to it. A lot of fun. And everybody, you know, you get in Friday into State College for the weekend and you want to start partying and enjoy the entire weekend. That's the other great part to this coming weekend is, it's not just the game itself. It's everything else. It's the tailgating, which is incredible with a night game. It's all day tailgating, so you may as well start Friday night. All right, Mike, let's move forward. Something unusual, actually, for both of us, with the bye week this past weekend, we actually got a chance to turn on our TV and just kind of bounce around, watch some of the games. I just want to hit you up on some of the things going on nationally.
Yeah.
And you and I were talking about it before the show. Indiana 63, Illinois 10. My goodness, this coach at Indiana does a heck of a job.
Yeah, he does. You know, I worked with the GM there closely at Mississippi State for 2 years. And so we always talk, and he just says he's a really good guy to work for. He's a ball coach, you know, just a ball guy. Like you can see that in his press conferences and when he talks. You know, he obviously has, you know, some stuff to him. He rubs people the wrong way, I think, a little bit. But I think now you can see, like, he is, as they say, standing on business. Is that what they say? The young, you
know, you're asking me what young people say?
Yeah. No, but it's, I think last year it was like kind of a cute story and Indiana looked good, but this year they're legit. I did not see that coming at all because I have a ton of respect for Bielma and his teams that he coaches. They're always going to be tough, always going to grind you out, be fundamentally sound, but they just looked so mismatched yesterday, like so mismatched. And I didn't think so. I thought Illinois was going to win that game straight up.
I did too. And what really impressed me about Indiana, well, a couple of things. First of all, the coach too, what was it last year? When they asked him about winning or whatever, he's like, just check my record. You know, yeah. I win. And it's not bragging when you back it up, right? So what I'm most impressed with, I think, Mike, when his ability to bring in transfer quarterbacks and have them excel. Last year was Chris Rourke. Was it just lightning in the bottle? Well, this year he brought in, I think from Cal, Fernando Mendoza.
Yep.
And, you know, his numbers through the first three games, really good, matched up what they were doing a year ago. I don't know if you saw this, but let me just give you his numbers against Illinois. 21 for 23. Okay. In practice against air, you may not go 21 for 23. 267 yards, 5 touchdowns. That's a quarterback against an Illinois team and Coach Bielema, who's known for his tough teams, tough defenses. 21 for 23, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's good. I mean, he fits the system. I'm sure, you know, that coach, you know, when he's looking out, he's going out in the portal looking for a quarterback. I mean, there's a ton of things that he's looking for specifically so he matches his system and can operate his system efficiently. So, yeah, I think when he goes out and he's looking for those guys, there's specific things he's looking for so these guys can't come in and be successful like these past two quarterbacks have been. But, yeah, and it's what he has around him too, right? Like on the perimeter, I think, you know, he was quoted to say once you got that ball on the perimeter, they couldn't match up with him. So they have the guys, they have the speed that they're confident on the perimeter. So looking down the line, I think, you know, as a Penn State fan, you know, we're stay 1-0, right, Jim? It's all about what we're getting this week. But I'll say, you know, that I think that raises a little bit of more attention to that game when they come to Happy Valley.
It really does. And, you know, as a fan, I'm not looking for walkover games. I don't want the easy schedule. I want the games that really keep me intrigued. I'm really now upped my interest in Penn State Indiana game. And here's the thing. The schedules become so critical now when you have 18 team conferences. You only play half the teams in the conference. So you have to look at the schedule. A year ago, Indiana's schedule was so friendly to them. But this year, my take before that Indiana-Illinois game was the loser's probably out of playoff contention. I know there's a long way to go. One loss doesn't eliminate you. But I felt that the loser of this game would be in tough position. The winner would be in great position But Indiana, as opposed to last year, their next game up is at Iowa, which could always be tough. But they also are at Oregon and at Penn State. Different schedule. If they could just win one of those three games, Iowa, Oregon, Penn State, I think they're in good shape for 10-2 and another playoff.
Yeah, I agree. Just you know, it's good, right? It's healthy. It makes it look good for the Big Ten, right? Having a team like that, you know, it's almost like the SEC in a way. I guess in a weird way, I look at what Vanderbilt's doing. Like I feel if they can get somebody like Apavia again consistently, like maybe, you know, that can help, you know, carry them to the 8 wins a season. Like that's good for the conference, right? That gives them more depth. But and I think that's like with Indiana, you know, I think it was cool watching that game, you know, watching all the fans in that stadium, and just like the environment looked really cool, looked really great. And you couldn't say that what 3-4 years ago about Indiana, and just what that does economically for that school and what they're able to do with all those resources now coming in because of a winning coach. It's pretty cool to see, you know, because we're seeing the other side of it when coaches aren't able to do this, you know, then they're getting canned after like 2 or 3 years, which is unfortunate. But I like seeing that, especially when I know people over there that work for that program.
What's interesting you bring up, and we're going to talk about this a bit on this show, about the infrastructure, the back end of these programs and these big businesses and how they're developed. But Kurt Cignetti has made things tough on other coaches going to other programs where the fans are saying, hey, look at Indiana. They were able to turn it around so quick. You said it wasn't like that 3-4 years ago. It wasn't that way 2 years ago for them.
Yeah, that's right. And another guy that I think is really impressive to me right now is Fran Brown. Watching that game yesterday, that team kind of carries that chip and that confidence and that swagger that he does, and you see it on the field. And I just like his demeanor on the sideline, kind of how he's coaching up the players, the staff, talking to the refs, just everything about him kind of I really like. And I think he's going to be a guy that's highly coveted by other schools.
I think so.
Good.
Also, and the tie there between Syracuse and Indiana, both of them bringing in transfer quarterbacks successfully. Over the last 2 years. Tell you what, we're up against the break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more, not just about Syracuse, but the team they whooped on Saturday. We're going to do that when we come back.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Rebel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Rebel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to RebelXP.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United. I'm Jim Galante. He's Mike Villagrana. Mike, we were talking in quarter number one mostly about Indiana's win over Illinois over the weekend. Another interesting one, you brought up Syracuse, that team, how that coach has turned things around. Talk about teams going in opposite directions. Clemson, I thought, that's too good a team to have lay another egg this week again, and it was at Clemson. Syracuse just really took it to them, and I've been told other times that I overstate the value of the quarterback position. No, I don't. I'm using Syracuse again. And I heard later on that I guess their quarterback, he got hurt. I didn't watch to the end of the game because it was, Syracuse was it was delayed and other games going on. And I thought it was already over.
Yeah.
But that's another example of a coach coming in and putting the program together and using the transfer portal successfully, especially at the quarterback position.
Yeah. With the Clemson deal, I think Penn State, honestly, kind of from internally hiring, recruiting, they're kind of similar, to be honest. Like, I don't think Penn State has that hard line where we're saying we don't need somebody from the portal, obviously, like Dabo does, but we don't go into the portal that much. You know, we're very calculated on who we bring in. I think it could be some – they have the players, right? Like, they have yes. better players technically than Syracuse does. But Syracuse was just coached up better. They were more hungry. Some of those players – those wide receivers were making their corners look little. I think it's a cultural thing there. It might be I don't know where you pinpoint it, but, sometimes you're going to get, your senior leadership, or whatever, and it's just not as great as the previous years. That could be, why they're struggling. The quarterback just might not be a guy that has it. And when I say it, like the leadership qualities that you always want in your quarterback that people kind of just tend to follow and, maybe he's not that guy because, I mean, Dabo hasn't changed at all. He's still the same guy he was, 7-8 years ago. It's just I just think he's going through a bad year with maybe something internally and just not a great culture or leadership.
Well, I wonder, especially with these veteran coaches, they get a formula. This is how they do it. This is how they build the program. It didn't hurt that he really hit on two great quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And, again, the value of that right quarterback, as you put it, the quarterback who has it. What I wonder about some of these veteran coaches is the ability to adapt. Now, Nick Saban, greatest coach of our era and maybe ever, but he kind of said, I don't want any more of this and everything involved and what changes. Dabo, who's still in it, is just digging in his heels. I could win like I always did. And maybe you could contrast this for us, but I see James Franklin. He may hate NIL. He may hate the transfer portal, but you wouldn't know it by the way he talks about it. And he seems to have that ability to say, these are the rules. Doesn't matter whether I like it or not. These are the rules. Let's take best advantage of it.
Yeah, he embraces the times. He says it. I've heard him say to multiple groups of people that if you're in a successful business and that space and that business changes, that business better change with the times. And if they don't, then that business is going to fail, right? And I like how he puts that into perspective when it comes to comparing things to the NIL and people, get rubbed the wrong way about NIL and the money from a traditional standpoint. But when you think about it from a business standpoint and how Coach Franklin explains it, I think that makes sense. And he does. He embraces it. We were talking on the show last Friday about how when we do bring in portal players, he's not just going to bring in a portal player just because he's the number one portal player in the country at wide receiver or whatever position. He's going to bring him in because he's the right fit, right? Kyron Hudson coming in and was a captain of his team at USC, right? That says a ton about him. And then you get to see him and meet him in person. You would think he's like a 3-4 year vet in the NFL, the way that he handles himself, the way that he's, is around the players. So like those type of things are really important when you're bringing in players. You're just not bringing in the guy that it looks all great because he, had a great year at Auburn or something like that. Now he's in the portal. Now, like, that's great. We'll entertain it, all right? But then when we get to the bottom line and we're checking them out athletically, personally, you know, all of that stuff. If it checks out, then we'll keep pursuing him. But if it doesn't, if he's not a right fit for Penn State, coach isn't going to take him.
And you know, I think that's a very healthy way to approach some of these teams. Now, we saw Texas Tech had a huge win over Utah over the weekend. That one surprised me also, Mike. I thought Utah would win it, but Texas Tech brought in, they used money, they used the portal to put together the team. My question becomes, is that sustainable? Now, we were talking about Indiana. A lot of credit to Indiana. A year ago, he turned things around quickly, bringing in a lot of guys from – he came from James Madison, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He brought some really good players from there, brought in the quarterback. Looks like he hit again on the quarterback. But my question is, how sustainable is that, having to do it every year, depend on the portal, as opposed to, you know what, we're going to recruit our guys out of high school, we're going to develop them, and then, you know what, we're going to cherry pick where we need help.
Yeah.
We need help at wide receiver, let's go bring in three good ones.
Yeah, I think that's where you ultimately want to get, right? Kind of where we're at. Right, you want to recruit, your roster is based off high school development, right? And then you're peppering in those portal guys where you see fit, but it's not year to year overhaul with all portal guys, right? So I look at Indiana and I look at who is the team you were just talking about, the
Texas Tech.
Yeah, those are like startups, right? They just restarted and revamping the program, so they're throwing in a ton of money, a ton of resources to get it up and going. But I don't think it's sustainable to think that they're going to put in that much money and resources every single year. It isn't. It's just not sustainable. So hopefully they get it up and running with that initial wave of money, and then they can continue to build on their high school development and recruiting, and eventually take less and less guys from the portal each year. Because it's just tough from a cultural standpoint and a coaching and developmental standpoint to go through these massive overhauls of bringing in portal guys, because you got to keep that. I mean, you can have the best players in the world, but if you don't have a good culture, it's going to be a disaster, right? So keeping that culture while bringing in all these different players, you know, it's tough. But I think over time, they will want to take less and less portal players. But, yeah, to answer your question, I don't think it's sustainable right now.
And we've seen examples. A couple of years ago, Florida State had that undefeated regular season. Then they went to, 2-10. They were dependent so much on the portal. Colorado is another example. I just don't know, you know, if they could sustain it being so – turning the team over, you know, 40, 50 players – changeover every year. You could hit the lottery once or twice, but I just don't think that's the most sustainable way to do it, Mike.
Yeah, I agree.
A couple other really interesting games I want to hit quickly. Let's talk about next week's opponent, Oregon. And again, I'm going to talk quarterback. Dante Moore looks like the real deal.
Yeah, he does. After, I think, game two, I was like, oh, this guy has a chance to be pretty special. But we all knew that, you know, coming in as a high school recruit, that he was pretty talented. But to be fair, that doesn't always transition to the college game. Yeah, there was a couple examples that we just talked about on Friday's show. Jaden Rashada being benched by Sacramento State was a former five-star, and now he's getting benched by Sacramento State or whatever FCS team he's on. Yeah, the Dante Moore kid, he's good. He's special, and obviously he's with a great coach and great staff that's going to put him in a good position to be successful, because he has all the toys around him, right? He has all that speed and athleticism around him and on the perimeter. So, he's going to be challenging. But, we couldn't be in a better position. We have the best defense coordinator in the country. So, I feel pretty good about having Coach Knowles here and having a good game plan for him.
Well, it again, leading into that game, you know, Oregon has showed what they could do. We know the talent on Penn State. It just makes for the best thing going. Yes, we want the good guys to win the game, Mike, but you also want to have play the very best, and Oregon is showing that that's the kind of team they have. And we're going to be talking more about Oregon as the week goes on. Real quick, couple other games. Speaking of the real deal, Miami is the real deal. Florida is in trouble.
Yeah, Florida's in big trouble. But Florida's defense is pretty good. It's their offense that really struggles. And I think that's how he kind of pretty much kept his job, because DJ Lagway was kind of – he was getting hot towards the end of the year. So I think they gave him like, oh, this could be the future. Let's hang on to old Billy and not do anything. Then see what he can do next year. And now we sit here and they're 1-3, I believe.
I think so. Yes. Yeah, and so
that's gonna be tough. I think even if he pulls out a couple wins and they go, you know, he's scratching claws for 6 or 7 wins, I don't think he lost that job.
He's not gonna last. And again, the value of the quarterback, DJ Lagway, doesn't look like the same quarterback as he did a year ago.
And on quarterbacks, another kid that impressed me yesterday was Malik Washington.
Yes. From Maryland.
So think they hit on a special one. I remember recruiting him when we were at Virginia Tech. That was a battle with him, but we all kind of knew that he was going to go to Maryland just because he was around from that area. But again, you never know until they get put in that spot and, you know, they got the real bullets flying at them, and he looked good. He looked smooth. He looked calm. But you know what? I told my wife, I was like, yeah, Maryland starts off good every year. And they just like plummet and find a way to lose 4 or 5 straight games in the year.
Reality strikes. I thought it might be over the weekend against Wisconsin, but Wisconsin, another program in trouble. All right, Mike, that's going to have to be it for quarter two. Lots more to go. Stick with us.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. I'm Jim Galante. He is Mike Villagran from our host, Happy Valley United. That is the Penn State collective that services over 800 student-athletes at Penn State and also sponsoring the whiteout party for next week, next Friday night. That's the Friday coming up before the whiteout game. Any interest in going, just go to happyvalleyunited.com. Check under events. A lot of fun. I went last year. Just great crowd, great food, some Penn State lettermen there. Just everything is a lot of fun. You will enjoy it. And it's a great way to spend the weekend. I mean, it's a whiteout weekend now, not just a whiteout game.
Yeah.
Mike, I'll tell you what, we were talking about some of these teams and some of them surprising us in a positive way, some in a negative way. You know, we're talking about, say, Miami versus Florida. Talk about two teams going in a different direction. We talked about Indiana and what Kurt Cignetti has done there. You brought up a great one with Syracuse and what they did to Clemson. But I think what these examples show is how the management of these teams, and I often do this, and it's going to sound like I'm talking about a business, but we are. They are big businesses that need to be managed by the guy on the top, and they need the support of the infrastructure and the administration. And I, you know, last week we saw two coaches fired already, UCLA, which is a dumpster fire. And we also saw old Penn State defensive coordinator Brent Pry get let go at Virginia Tech. But in both those programs, I'm not sure how much is the coach and how much is the rest of what's going on with those programs, Mike.
Yeah, we talk about it a lot. And I like the fact that you bring it up a lot, because it's so important to understand the infrastructure and how important the health of that infrastructure is to the overall success of the program. Just from my time being in it and living it real life, there's nothing that could be truer that the support staff and the people that you surround your coaches with will dictate what you do on the field. And, you know, fortunately and unfortunately, I was able to see the Virginia Tech, you know, internal administration, all that stuff happen in real time. And, you know, it hit a point where after year one, I was like, from a resource standpoint, I didn't think Coach Pryor was going to be put in a really, solid position for him to take that next step for Virginia Tech to get them back to where they wanted them. They need resources. And now, unfortunately, like I saw Pete Thamel on game day yesterday announced that they're going to be putting in an additional $50 million to that program on top of, I think, what was like 150. So like maybe somewhere give or take 200 million into that program. Well, where was that when Coach Pryor got hired to start off? You know, so that stuff kind of bugs me, but they didn't have a vision for the times that we are in right now when they hire Coach Pryor, and that's unfortunate. And then, you know, with the UCLA thing, I think you could just look at his press conference at the media days and say, man, this is going to be a disaster. But take that away. I remember having a call with a former Penn Stater, Billy Fessler, who was there a short time. He left to go to Ohio State. And I was calling him because there was a kid that we were looking at from the portal that visited UCLA and then visited us. But there was a huge red flag before he visited because of his grades and whatever. You know, there's a whole thing about transferable hours and stuff like that. So you have to go to the academics people and get that checked out. We said there was no shot on this kid being able to have all these transferable hours and be able to come in. So we were like, why would we even bring him on a visit? But he already had visited UCLA, and I called Billy. I said, Billy, what is the deal? What am I missing here? We've looked at these transcripts over and over. We can't figure it out. He's like, Mike, it is not. It is a show here. I don't think they even know what the heck's going on when it comes to the academics and stuff. So, you know, you hire a name like Deshaun Foster, who was a great name, right? Big name, and seems like a great guy, but like you have to have a vision going into this, and your vision has to have a very calculated philosophy on who your chief of staff is, who your general manager is, who's your strength and conditioning coach, who's your academics going to be, who's going to be in charge of your nutrition, who's going to be tasked with handling each department in those areas, who are going to be your leaders that you can lean on and make sure that they're going to be doing a good job. And then they're putting out fires so things don't get on the head coach's plate, right? That is so freaking important that people don't understand. I think people do to a certain extent, but until like you actually work in college football, you don't really understand it until you're in it like a day to day.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, and I'll say this up front. Since I've gotten to know you, I've learned more and more about the infrastructure at Penn State and to appreciate those kind of things. And now I'm going to get myself in trouble, so be ready. You could disavow anything I say. It's me saying this. Those of us who are connected to Penn State, not just Penn State athletics, Penn State football specifically, but all of Penn State, in a way, it's like working with a government entity where, you know, there's not measurements of whether they're succeeding or not, and it's bloated, and it seems like they're overstaffed, inefficient, and all of that. And I think sometimes that thought gets transferred to the football program or the athletic program in more general terms. But the fact is, the football team, it does have a measuring stick. And that's every Saturday in the fall, you get a W or you get an L, okay? That's the measuring stick. And that's what everything James Franklin does. And I know a lot of folks, it's a left-handed compliment. They say, oh, well, James Franklin's a good CEO. Well, he better be.
Oh, yeah,
this is a huge business, and there's so much more going on behind the scenes that fans don't see. And often, oh, it's just another money grab to support more people in a bloated thing. It's not. It takes that kind of staff to get to the top of the collegiate football world.
Yeah. I mean, I think you saw an influx when Coach Nick Saban, I think he really kind of started the trend hiring these huge staffs, right? And then bringing them in as analysts and stuff. And then, you know, that raised some eyebrows and then some guardrails from that standpoint with NCAA. But yeah, so to your point, all these teams that, you know, are up there, the Blue Bloods, and which we are one of them, you know, you have to have a huge staff to help with all of these different areas. But like, you know, one bad apple, like any kind of company, can really kind of hurt that infrastructure. So it's really important to coach the people that he brings in, he trusts, you know, and he usually has worked with them for at some point. So there's trust there. But yeah, having people in that infrastructure that you trust is so important. You know, you were at practice with me and Rick from Buffalo Wild Wings that other week, and you know, you just saw like there's a billion people out there. Especially when you talk about like the athletic trainers, all their interns, you know, the strength and staff. They're not just like the full-time strength and staff coaches, but their interns, all their sports science people, all the video people out there that Jevin Stone has out there filming. It's just a huge operation. And Coach, which I appreciate so much, he'll be able to point out holes in every single one, and he'll write it down and he'll make sure it gets cleaned up. You know, but yeah, it's really neat to see the operation if you have it.
Yes, and it's that whole operation, and I use the expression that James Franklin is very intentional on everything he does. There's a purpose to everything, and so organized that you need that kind of guy on top of the operation. If not, that filters down also. And just as a quick aside, since you you mentioned it about us attending practice, thank you again. What a great experience. I really enjoy that more than I could even ever tell you. It's like a little bit of a peek inside of what's going on, but it's also that up close look at the players and the operation and just how James Franklin handles it. And again, I'll take what some people use as a left-handed compliment. Again, that good CEO. That's what you need, and a good CEO will also surround himself with the very best people. You see it in the coordinators. A guy that you know really well just impresses the hell out of me anytime I hear him speak or talk to him, Andy Frank.
Yeah, Andy Frank, I think, is he doesn't get talked enough about, just from a standpoint, like what we're – the times we're living in right now in college football, and needing somebody with the smarts when it comes to salary cap, numbers, contracts, like Andy is like so on top of that. And you're seeing other schools having to hire people externally just for that. Right. And now we have Andy Frank here. He's been with Coach Franklin since, you know, Vanderbilt, and was at Vanderbilt before Coach got there. And so having somebody like that, that Coach trusts, and Andy having the skill set that he does when it comes to that, is huge, huge for us. What it does too, he's able to, you know, take care of a lot of this stuff along with other people, the NIL guys that we have internally. You know, they're able to kind of put out the fires, deal with the agents, deal with negotiations with players. There's a lot of that goes on that could get sideways easily, right? Could easily get sideways with like one or two players and an agent, but they do a really good job handling that so that it doesn't, you know, get get to social media, oh, X player's unhappy or X player's deal was unfair or something. You know what I mean? You don't hear that here. And that's a credit to Annie Frank and that whole structure that they have here when dealing with agents and the streamline. You know, we have four people that, you know, are helping with that. And that's a huge thing for us.
Well, you brought up that example of the player who had visited UCLA. If there are people doing that background check, hey, you already have that red flag before you waste the time, or even worse, make the mistake of bringing in a player like that.
Yeah, because it's, like coaches said, it's like kind of like speed dating, you know, when you hit the portal. So you're trying to check off all these boxes, and everything's coming at you so fast, and you might have some oversight somewhere. So it's good to be able to call other schools and see, you know, if you're missing anything on a kid. But yeah, having somebody that can point out, you know, those red flags is really important. And, you know, Andy's kind of done it all in the past. So, and now he's built his staff around those skill sets that he needs help with.
All right, that's the last word. Thank goodness, because I was going to put out a bad joke about speed dating. We got one more segment to go right after this break.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante. He's Mike Villagrana from Happy Valley United. Mike, one of my favorite things that we've been able to do in talking to you is get a better take on these young players. I will always, now you're going to think I'm contractually obligated to say this. You're the first guy I talked to about Chaz Coleman, okay? That mm-hmm. was before the rest of the world started talking about him. So that developed my trust in your evaluation along with your recruiting background.
Yeah. And I will say this about Chaz, though. I think when he walked into the building, I think everybody said the same thing. It wasn't just me, but I agreed with everybody. And he's from the Youngstown area. So, yes, I crowned him.
That Mike, you got to understand, in the media, you're not paid for being modest. Nobody cares. Take the credit and run with, yes, I guess I'm the first guy. I really saw something in him that nobody else did. Now they're becoming aware, but I knew.
All right, I'll start doing that.
Okay, great. I would appreciate that. None of this false humility crap. Don't like that at all. Walk into the building like you own the place. I'm the guy. Okay. So we're going to talk about more of these young guys. And since I built you up that way, all our listeners are going to count on what you have to say. So no pressure, but you are the man in talking about the folks. Let's start with Chaz Coleman, the obvious name that everybody now knows. And oh my goodness, he looks like he's going to be a special player. And this is a guy who isn't just, well, we get to see him a little bit in those first couple out-of-conference games. He's part of the rotation.
Yeah, I think it was the second game. I mean, he was starting to play in the first quarter. I was like, oh, he's – and he was – he had a really good game against – I think that was FIU.
Yeah, yes.
He played – it was kind of that rainy game, early game. And he wrecked havoc every time he was in. Even when, you know, he wasn't making a play and a huge play, he was making a difference with a quarterback hurry or making a hell on the tackle with his spin move that everybody's gonna be accustomed to. But yeah, he's been awesome. I think he is gonna get bigger and bigger nationally because he's only I think coach said he was like 250 the other day, and he looks like 220 pounds. So he like barely has like evolved physically. And, you know, it's kind of tough right now because when you're in that rotation like that, like he is, like there's kind of like not a maintenance, but there's a different workout program for him versus the other guys that are going to be redshirting, right? Those guys that are redshirting are getting crushed. Chuck and those guys crush those guys because they want to get that weight on them. They want to get the weight and everything that they thought they could get on them, get it on them now. And so then when after the season, then they should look and feel like, you know, it's the second year player and then, you know, it's they can contribute.
And again, as you've mentioned, Chaz Coleman didn't get there in January, so we didn't have the benefit of the spring workouts. So he's like almost just thrown into the fire, and he's more than holding his own, which is great to see. Another young guy, again, someone you've talked about for quite a bit, is Darius Dixon, who's a cornerback and being thrown out there in the fire. And he also is showing up early in the games as part of the rotation. And a lot of times, unless a lot of balls go your way at cornerback, you may not see it, maybe because they're just doing such a good job covering their man. But Darius Dixon, he's making an impression also.
Yeah, he's kind of like a pro already just because of the school that he came from, I think. You know, coming from modern day, kind of a minor league team in high school. I mean, that school's, you know, they have nicer things than some FCS schools. But, you know, he came in and he, you know, from the start in winter workouts, he was an early enrollee and he made an impression on Coach Terry Smith and the whole staff right away. Just the way he was able to handle himself from winter workouts to the school to, you know, everything off the field. And then he built and he carried that momentum into spring ball. And I think he became really comfortable in spring ball, and then showed, you know, what he could do and then carried that momentum into the summer. And then now he's contributing, and, you know, actual downs that matter, which is awesome. It's like Chaz, right? Chaz, we didn't really expect Chaz to have a real role like this early. But now that adds a ton of depth, helps us with, the rotation on the D line, helps overall that room. And that you can say the same thing for Darius, right? At corner, he helps that depth that's already there. And he's not a liability if you put him in. So that's huge to have a guy like that.
Well, and the other one, and I want to go back to Chaz Coleman again, also, because James talked about this. It was fascinating to me where he talked about, hey, look, in these first couple games, we maybe had, you know, a three deep rotation. So you only saw Chaz Coleman, you know, one out of three plays, if you will, where, hey, as we get to conference schedule, we'll be going more with a two deep. Well, Chaz Coleman earned his way into the two deep. As James said, we'll see more of him because he's earned his stripes. He's now not just the guy who's, okay, nice to see when you go three deep, but he's earned his way to the two deep. But again, this whole change a couple years back where a player could play four games, still maintain a red shirt, it does give that opportunity. I'm getting to a point here. Yvonne Kamaju, another defensive end that I know you like quite a bit, but that four games gave him an opportunity to get on the field. What have you seen from him so far? And, you know, I know sometimes it might take an injury, but did you see enough to say, you know what, this is a kid who could hold his own in the two deep if need be?
Yeah. With Yvonne, he hasn't been playing football a long time. So when he hit the scene, his film just caught fire. I think it was his junior year or senior year. and just blew up. So he's very raw and still young, but physically he doesn't look raw and young. So when he starts becoming more and more comfortable, and those reps will help him get there, I think he's going to be a problem. He's not as nimble and maybe twitchy. Maybe that's not fair to say as Chaz, because he's more developed physically right now. But we're talking about two freshmen, right? So where they're going to, how they're going to grow, and the weight that they're going to put on, it's going to be interesting to see. But Yvonne's a little bit, or he's already kind of, he's already filling out a lot quicker than Chaz is. But again, Yvonne was here during winter workouts as an early enrollee, and Chaz wasn't. But yeah, he's obviously, if he's playing as a true freshman and meaningful downs, like he's gonna be pretty darn good for us. And again, it's gonna help us with our versatility, being able to do different things with our defensive line. I think you saw it versus FIU. You know, you were putting, I think that we put Zane Durant outside at DN, you know, moving all these people around. Like, that's a problem. You know, that's a problem for offenses and offensive line coaches.
It is. And it's interesting, pretty much all these players are talking about on the defensive side, where there's so many veteran players, and these are guys who are getting those valuable reps. Another guy who really announced his presence last week, Mike, was Jameer Joseph. He had the interception return, and it was more than just the fact that he intercepted the ball and returned it. It was the way it happened, the athleticism that he showed.
Yeah, well, they obviously were recruiting him because they liked his athleticism and stuff, but he's also a really smart player, just like all of these guys are. I would say Darius, like he's very football high IQ type of guy. And you can say the same thing for Jameer. And not to get too off topic, but we, the fans, don't get to hear these guys a lot because they're not allowed to interview. Once you guys hear these guys talking, you get to know them, you're going to say, oh, okay, I get it. I understand why as a freshman he was able to come in and play, because it doesn't just take being athletic to play as a freshman. You have to be smart. You got to be able to – you're going in a room with grown men now, right? And you're not the top guy. You're not getting calls from 50 other schools every single day. Now it's like time to dial in, lock in. There's a maturity level there that you have to have that not everybody has, that these kids that are playing have. You know, I've been fortunate to deal with a lot of these guys on some NIL stuff, and I couldn't be happier when I have to deal with them. Like, they're awesome to deal with. They handle their business right, the right way. You know, it's going to be fun for you guys to really kind of grow up and with these guys and see them. And when they're allowed to talk to the media, you'll see what I'm talking about.
And again, for those who have an issue with the media not being allowed to talk to the freshmen yet, as I always said, James is very intentional with what he does. It's probably for the best in the long run for everybody. Another name, and James talked about him, was LeVar Arrington, who you carry that name and you wear that number 11. Fans are going to be looking for him, Mike.
Yeah, I think he, just because of his name, obviously he's going to get a lot of attention. But, you know, I think he's doing a lot of things really good. I think he's the perfect type of person that you would want to redshirt and get, because I think you've seen the pictures of him at practice that kind of gone viral. Like, he's still skinny to me, and I think the staff. And from an actual, you know, skill set, he's still working on that. There's a lot that goes into playing, right? And especially that position that he'll be playing at. So this is a great year from redshirt, develop. And then next year, I think you're going to see a guy that it looks probably close to what his dad looked like when he played.
Well, that's the thing. And he carries the burden of the name and the number. And I just don't feel like he would get that number 11 unless there was a lot of confidence that, you know what, we're going to see something special from him.
And you know what? He handles it well, too. Like, he's not off the Richter scale, like being acting crazy because of the name, right, on his back. Like, he handles it well, I think. And again, like, that's stuff that you guys don't see, but the reason why a lot of these kids are developing the right way. And when they do, they get their shot, they take advantage of it.
All right, that's going to be it for our show. Remember, Buffalo Wild Wings on Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. We will be there. You be there also. That's it for our show. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.